感谢神的带领，我们大家来到他的面前。
Thank God for His guidance, that we can all come to His presence.
那在我们的读经进度，我们念完这个，撒母耳记下，然后继续再念这个列王记上。
So in our Bible reading, we finished 2 Samuel, and now we are reading 1 Kings.
那在撒母耳记下的最后结束前，其实记载了一段以色列的历史上面算是一个比较不幸的一个事件。
Near the end of 2 Samuel, in the history of the Israelites, there records a tragic event.
对，然后这个对大卫王来讲，也是一个他生命中让他非常痛苦的一件事情。
And this is something that was very sorrowful in King David's life.
那这件事情就是他的儿子背叛了他。
And this is the betrayal of his son.
那他的这个他很疼爱的儿子亚撒龙却背叛了他自己的父亲，然后希望能发动一个政变。
So his beloved son Absalom betrayed him orchestrated a coup against him.
对，那在古今中外的历史上面，其实常常发生这种政变啊，或者是说他们做一些背叛的事情。
In foreign history, there are often recordings of coups.
对，那有些会成功，那有些会失败。
Some are successful and some fail.
那之后就会有很多人来研究，或者是说来研究这段历史，然后来分析说，他们成功的因素是什么，或者他们失败的因素是什么。
Afterwards, people will analyze this and discuss why they were either successful or fail.
那在圣经里面记载的这个叛变的故事，并不只是从人的眼光来判断他到底做错了什么，更重要的是神的旨意是什么。
For this coup in the Bible, we do not only look at it from man's perspective, but also in a spiritual way.
对，所以我今天想要用的题目就是亚撒龙和大卫。那因为上面的可能我们的空间不太够，其实我有一个小一点的 subtitle， 就是合神心意的人和合人心意的人。
Topic of study today is Absalom and David, but a longer title that we didn't have room for was the one going after people's hearts and the one going after God's heart.
所以我们就来从这一段圣经里面来研究一下，然后看看我们能从里面学到什么样的教训。
So we'll study this passage and see what we can learn from these characters.
首先在圣经里面记载亚撒龙他这个人，他是一个先天条件非常好的一个一个从出生就好像先天条件非常非常好。
This character Absalom was born with many natural gifts.
对，他天生生下来就是长得非常好看，然后其实很容易得人的欢心。
He was born with good looks and was well liked by people.
那同时间呢，他不只是先天上面的条件很好，他其实后天也非常的懂得利用他这些先天的条件，然后去试着揣摩人的心意，或者说试着去讨好人，或者说去试着去笼络人的心。
Not only was he born with gifts, but he also knew how to use his gifts to his advantage.
所以在圣经上面记载他蛮多事迹，我们可以看得出来他都一直在猜测人怎么样想怎么做，然后他有他特别的计谋来处理。
So there are many recordings of Absalom being calculating and trying to see what is in people's hearts.
对，我们先来看一下他在圣经里面记载在撒母耳记下的第十三章这里讲到的事情。
Let us look at 2 Samuel chapter 13.
首先我们看到撒母耳记下的第十三章，这里记载说亚撒龙他做了一个非常不应该的事情。
Here in 2 Samuel chapter 13, it says that Absalom did a very bad thing.
因为他杀了他同父异母的哥哥。
He killed his brother that he shared parents with.
对, 他的, 他杀他哥哥的原因就是因为他同父同母的 妹妹被欺负了。
He killed his brother because his sister was wronged.
我们来看一下在撒母耳记下的第13章 的22节后半部说, 所以亚沙龙恨恶他, 所以亚沙龙在这里记载说他非常非常的恨他的哥哥。
In 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 22, in the latter half it says, For Absalom hated Amnon.
但是他知道当时他不能马上做什么, 所以他其实是用了比较, 奸诈或者说比较用揣摩人心的方法来设计他的计谋。
But he knew that he could not act right away, so he was more calculated.
我们看到第23节这里提到说他整整等了2年哦，他等了一段时间，然后等他的哥哥的警觉性比较弱的时候，或者比较没有提防的时候。
In verse 23, it says that he waited 2 years until his brother had lost some sense of alertness.
对，因为他哥哥已经丧失了这个警觉性，所以他就会设计说，哦，是请到他家吃饭，然后是一个大家一起聚在一起的场合。其实他的计谋是2年前他就已经准备好要杀他的哥哥。So
his brother had lost his sense of urgency and thought that this was just a gathering, but actually Absalom had been planning for 2 years.
所以我们可以看得出来，亚沙龙他在这边呢，他是一个不是一个有勇无谋的人，而是他又有这个计谋的想法，然后又去猜测人怎么想法，然后来设计他的计谋。Now
here we see that Absalom is someone who will try to understand what a man's heart.
哎呀，他杀了他哥哥之后呢，他也知道他的父亲一定会非常的生气。And
after he killed his brother, he knew that his father would be very angry.
所以他马上做的事情就是先逃走。So
he fled.
然后他逃走了以后，还很有耐心的在外面等。And
after he fled, he patiently waited.
我们看一下在同一章的第38节这里，撒母耳记下的13章38节。 这里讲到说，亚沙龙他逃到了基述，在那里住了3年。In
2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 38, it says that Absalom fled and was there for 3 years.
然后一直跳到下一章，就是14章的第22节，这里有一个人来帮他求情，然后他才又回到耶路撒冷去。In
the next chapter, chapter 14, verse 22, it says that someone came and petitioned the king for him so he could go back.
对，所以23节这里就提到说他回到了耶路撒冷。And
verse 23 says that he went back to Jerusalem.
但是他虽然回到了耶路撒冷，他却没有办法见他父亲的面，因为他爸爸不愿意见他。Even
though he had returned to Jerusalem, he was not able to meet his father because his father refused to meet him.
所以他在28节这里讲到说，他有整整2年的时间，他都没有看到见到王。In
verse 28 says that 2 full years he did not see the king's face.
所以这些时间其实亚沙龙他都是一直在做这个等待啊，然后在揣摩人的心，然后看他什么时间点可以做他想要做的事情。So
in these 2 years we see that Absalom was waiting and he was contemplating man's heart and seeing when he could act.
如果我们跳到第撒母耳记下的第15章，就是下一章，讲到这个第七节，我们来念一下第七节。In
2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 7.
这里讲到说满了40年，然后有一个小字说也有做4年的，然后亚沙龙就开始做他要想要做的事情。
Verse 7 says that after 40 years, and it also says 4 years, then Absalom began to act.
所以他是非常有耐性，然后也非常的愿意花时间把他整个计谋慢慢的思考，然后看要怎么样去取得对他最有利的方法。So
Absalom was very patient and willing to wait in order to carry out his plan successfully.
所以我们来看一下他在做这些事情的时候，他怎么样想要来得到人心哦。我们看15章的第1节， 他先为自己预备了车马，然后又派50个人在他的前头奔走。
So here we'll see how he attempts to win over people's hearts. He provided himself with chariots and horses and 50 men to run before him.
所以他自己把他自己的层级把他提高，然后好像他自己已经是一个王一样。
So he elevated himself, his status, to seem like he was already a king.
而他接下来做的事情，我们看在第二节这里讲到说，他常常早上起来呢，就站在这个城门的旁边，然后看到有人要去求王讲话的话，他就故意来讨好他们。
In verse 2, it says that he would often rise early and go to the gate, and whoever came to speak to the king, he would talk with them.
其实要讨好人是很简单，我们在第三节这里看到亚沙龙他基本上就是听到别人，因为别人来找王基本上就是说他觉得有争讼的事情，等于说他觉得别人不对然后自己对。
So it's actually quite easy to gain the favor of others. In verse 3, the people who come to the king, usually it's because they need the king to settle a debate.
而在第三节这里，我们看到说亚沙龙就跟他讲说，你讲的话非常有道理，可惜王却没有去花时间去听你讲话。
In verse 3, Absalom would say to the people, "You have a good case. It's a shame that the king will not hear you."
所以在这里我们可以看到亚沙龙他其实完全没有要就是真的要秉公处理，或者说真的来判断谁对谁错，而是他完全是只是。去讨好人家，讲人家想要听的话。
But we see that Absalom didn't actually want to solve their problems. He just wanted to say things that people wanted to hear.
然后他在第四节这里就继续说，恨不得我是可以来帮你来出头的人，我来帮你主持正义。
Absalom would tell the people that, I can solve your problems.
所以可以看得出来，在这一段时间里面，40年的时间，亚沙龙他一直在做这种笼络人心的事情。
We see here that within these 40 years, Absalom was winning over people's hearts.
然后他其实做得非常成功哦。我们如果看到第六节这里讲到说，亚沙龙因为这样对待他们，所以在暗中他就得到以色列人的心。
He was actually very successful. It says here in verse 6 that Absalom stole the hearts of the men of Israel.
所以我们可以看得出来，亚沙龙他天生长得好看，本来就已经很讨喜了，可他后天还做了这么多动作，就是他的最主要的目标都是一直在得到人的心。
So Absalom was born with good looks and was already naturally well liked, but he also continually tried to win over people's hearts with his actions.
然后他赢得了这些以色列人的心以外，他还赢得了一个非常聪明的人来叛变，来离开他的爸爸，然后来帮助他。
So in addition to the people of Israel, he also won over a very smart person from his father David.
对，我们来看一下在十二节这里所记载的。
In verse 12,
十二节这里讲到说，亚沙龙他献祭的时候，打发人去将大卫的谋士基罗人亚西多弗从他本城请他来，然后叛变的势力就变很大，随从亚沙龙的人越来越多。
In verse 12, it says, "Then Absalom sent for Ahithophel the Gilonite, David's counselor from his city, from Gilo, where he offered sacrifices. And the conspiracy grew strong, for the people with Absalom continually increased in number."
所以现在这里在十二节提到的这个人哦，亚西多弗，他本来是大卫王的侧室。
This person mentioned in verse 12 was David's counselor.
但是亚沙龙却有办法把他的心赢过来，变成是来转向来帮助亚沙龙。
But he was able to win over his heart, and he began to work for Absalom instead.
而圣经上面记载说，这个亚西多弗是一个非常非常聪明的人。
The Bible says that this man Ahithophel was very smart.
我们来看一下撒母耳记下的第十六章。
Let's look at 2 Samuel chapter 16.
撒母耳记下的第十六章二十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 23.
那时亚西多弗所出的主意，好像人问神的话一样。他昔日给大卫，今日给亚沙龙所出的主意，都是这样。
Verse 23, now the advice of Ahithophel, which he gave in those days, was as if one had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the advice of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom.
所以这里讲到说，这个亚西多夫他作为一个谋士或作为一个测试，他出的主意好像人家在求神的，还用神的话来形容他出的主意。
So whenever Ahithophel made a judgment, it was as if they were inquiring at the oracle of God.
所以他其实出的很多主意，其实都是以人的眼光来看是非常非常聪明的想法。
So by the eyes of God, his judgments were very, very smart.
事实上，亚西多福，如果你去看那个 Rhema 的 app 的话，看他的名字的话，他的名字蛮有趣的。他的名字叫做，我的兄弟是笨蛋。
So if we look at the meaning of Ahithophel, this name, it means that my brother is folly.
所以看得出来，他就是觉得全世界就是我最聪明，周围的人都笨蛋。
Basically, I am the smartest and everyone around me is dumb.
而他真的是帮亚沙龙出了非常多的主意，而这些主意以人的眼光来看是对的计策，然后也是聪明的做法。
And indeed, he made many judgments for Absalom, which in the eyes of men were very smart and good.
所以我们看得出来，亚沙龙在这里其实进行到这里为止，他想要得到的人心，他想要取得的谋士，其实他都引到了他们的心。
So up until this point, Absalom, he won over all the hearts that he wanted to win over.
所以亚沙龙他有这么好的先天的条件，他如果好好的利用在对的地方，其实他可以帮他的父亲、帮他的本家、帮他的国家做很多事情。
Absalom was born with these gifts, and if he had used them well, he could have been a big help to his father and to his country.
但他却用在他自己自私的想法里面，然后只是为了他自己的利益来做事。
But he was selfish, and he only used his gifts for himself.
所以在这里我们可以看得出来，当一个人他不是合神的心意，而是专门去来求得到人的好处的时候，其实他会把他的本来好的先天的条件用在错的地方。
So we see that when someone acts not according to the will of God, but for their own, but by their own will, it will result in something bad.
我们可以从另外两个方面来看亚沙龙他在就是只是讨好人心却没有顺从神上面可以表现出来的。
We can see two more examples of how Absalom did not act by the will of God.
首先我们来看一下他对待人的方式。
But let us see how he treats people.
他是一个在爱人上面非常失败的一个人。
In loving others, he has failed.
我们在前面讲到说他为了他的仇恨，所以把他自己的哥哥都杀了。
And because of his self-righteousness, he has killed his own brother.
而当他叛变的时候，其实他也是要杀他自己的父亲。
And when he was deciding, he actually also wanted to kill his father.
那相反的，反而是他爸爸对他，即使他已经这样背叛他，他爸爸对他的爱却没有消失。
But even though he was like this, his father did not stop loving him.
而他不只是做这些事情哦，我们可以跳到撒母耳记下的第十六章。
And not only this, we can also see in 2 Samuel chapter 16.
我们来看一下撒母耳记下十六章，这里记载说亚沙龙他做了一个非常恶的事情。
Here it records that he did something very evil.
我们先看第二十节。
16 verse 20.
二十节这里讲到说亚沙龙对亚西多福说：“你们出个主意，我们怎么行才好？”
20. Then Absalom said to Ahithophel, "Give advice as to what we should do."
二十一节，亚西多福对亚沙龙说：“你父所留下看守宫殿的兵，妃嫔，你可以与他们亲近。以色列众人听见你父亲憎恨你，凡归顺你人的手就更坚强。”
21. And Ahithophel said to Absalom, "Go into your father's concubines, whom he has left to keep the house, and all Israel will hear that you are abhorred by your father."
我们前面讲过，说这个亚西多福是一个非常聪明的谋士。
Earlier we said that Ahithophel is a very smart counselor.
所以他在这里献的祭或者献的主意其实是非常的恶毒，可是是非常有效的一件事情。
So the advice that he gave here is very evil but very effective.
就是说让他爸爸留下来的这些妃嫔他可以跟他们亲近，这样就代表说亚沙龙基本上跟他爸爸是撕破脸了，不可能再和好。
He told them to go into his father's concubines, showing that they have severed, showing that Absalom and David have severed relations.
因为他知道当时的人在判断说到底要继续跟随大卫王，还是说担心说接下来要有一个新的王，他们是不是应该要跟随新的王来决定他们要跟随神的人谁的时候，其实人会有很多的计算。
He knew that at the time the people were debating whether to continue following the king or if there was going to be a new king.
因为有可能说他们今天如果选错边的话，那他们可能就错过了该跟从的对的人。
The people worried that they might choose the wrong side, choose the wrong king.
那所以他们当然会想到说亚沙龙是大卫王这么疼爱的儿子，就算他现在背叛他爸爸，如果将来他自己转念一想又跟他和好了，那他们现在当背叛者的跟随者，那他们将来会被出问题。
The people might think that even though there is conflict between Absalom and his father David, they might reconcile in the future.
对，所以在这里他亚西多夫给他献的这个计谋就是说，你如果跟你父亲留下来的妃嫔睡觉的话，那全部的人都会看到你已经狠狠的就是让你的父亲的心非常生气，所以不可能再跟他和好。
So the advice here that Ahithophel gives Absalom is to sleep with the concubines that David left behind, because David will be very angry, and it shows that they will never reconcile.
而亚沙龙还真的就照着这样做。
And so Absalom did as he was told.
所以我们在这里可以看到亚沙龙他在选择要做什么事情的时候，他并没有爱人的心在里面。
When he was choosing what to do, Absalom did not consider to love others.
他唯一想到的就是这个计谋献上来其实对他是非常有利的。
He only thought that what he was about to do would be very effective.
他没有想到他做的这件事情是对他父亲多大的侮辱。
He did not think about how negative this would be for his father David.
那他也没有想到说对他的父亲的这些妃嫔是多么过分的事情。
He did not think about how ridiculous this would be for David as well.
他想到的只是要利用这个方法来算什么 manipulate 这种很像在控制人的心，然后让人家的心更滚向他。
He only thought to manipulate the hearts of others to follow him.
除了这一件事情以外，我们也看到了说他在就是敬拜神上面，他也是一个非常失败的人。
Another way that he failed was in fearing God.
我们在刚刚十五章那里读到的一句话，我们来回头来看。我们刚念了前半段，我们现在来看后半段。撒母耳记下的第十五章第七节。
Let us look at 2 Samuel chapter 15, verse 7.
这里讲到说，满了四十年，亚沙龙对王说：“求你准许我往希伯伦去，还我向神所取的愿。”第八节，因为仆人住在亚兰的基述曾许愿说：“神若使我回耶路撒冷，我必侍奉他。”所以这里我们看到说，亚沙龙他已经发现，已经做了很长久的准备，然后觉得他的政变的时间点来了。
In verses 7 and 8, we see that Absalom has been planning for a long time.
然后他在这里，当他觉得他要开始来发动政变的时候，他用的理由跟他爸爸讲的理由，却是说他要去跟神去还愿，然后要去侍奉神。
When he decided to set the coup in motion, the excuse that he used was that he wanted to go to Hebron to pay the vow which he had made to the Lord.
所以我们可以看到说亚沙龙他在这里，他虽然赢得了人的心，但是他在体会神的心意或者是了解神的心意，他是一个非常失败的人。
So even though he had won over the hearts of men, his understanding of God's heart is failed.
相反的，我们来看一下他的父亲大卫王。
On the contrary, let us look at King David.
当大卫王发现说他的儿子来叛变的时候，大卫王做的事情是逃走。
When David had heard that Absalom came to overthrow him, he fled.
他逃走的原因是因为他知道说亚沙龙一旦进来，他们发生战争的话，其实整个耶路撒冷城会死多非常多的人。
David fled because he knew that when Absalom came to overthrow him, many people in Jerusalem would die.
在十五章的后半段，我们也看到有些人选择，继续留在大卫旁边，反而大卫会劝他们说，叫他们不要被影响，免得失去了他们自己的生命。
There were people who wanted to stay with King David, but he told them to remain in the city so that they will not be affected.
所以大卫王虽然在他自己最不利的场合或者是 最危险的状况，他还是有爱人的心。
So even in his most difficult, most dangerous times, David still loved others.
而中间有人建议说跟大卫王说，你可以带着约柜走，因为他们当时还是认为说约柜就代表神的同在。
People advised him to take the ark with him because at the time they believed that the ark could offer protection.
所以他们就认为说，如果今天大卫带着约柜跟他一起走的话，那至少会有很多以色列民会相信神还是与大卫同在。
So they figured that if they brought the ark with them, then many Israelites would still believe that God is with David.
但我们看一下大卫的反应哦，在撒母耳记下的第十五章第二十五节到二十六节。
And let us see David's reaction in chapter 15, verse 25.
王对撒都说，你将神的约柜抬回城去，我若在神眼前蒙恩，他必使我回来再见约柜和他的居所。二十六节，倘若他说我不喜悦你，看哪，我在这里，愿他凭自己的旨意待我。所以我们在这里看到说，大卫他对神的尊敬和对神的敬畏，即使在他自己最困难的时候，他都没有丧失。
So we see here that even in his difficult times, David does not stop fearing God or revering him.
他知道约柜也许带在他旁边的话，有一些人会因为约柜的关系还相信神与他同在，所以会他的情况就不会那么糟糕。
David knew that if he had taken the ark, perhaps people around him would have more trust in him.
但是相对于把神拉在他自己旁边，他宁愿要做的事情是神的旨意在哪里，他就顺服，他就遵守。
But he would rather go where God wills rather than dragging God along with him.
所以他不要带着约柜，他相反的说，如果神愿意的话，我会再回来，我会看到这个约柜的。
So he refused to take the ark and believed that if it was God's will, he would return and see the ark again.
所以我们在这以上的分析里面可以看得出来，这两个父子是非常的极端的两个表现。
So we see that father and son behave differently.
在圣经上面讲到说大卫是合神心意的人。
The Bible says that David was one after God's heart.
而我们可以看得出来，亚撒龙他却是合人心意的人。
And we see that Absalom is one after man's heart.
而且他也是非常懂得要怎么样的去赢得人的心意。
He also knew very well how to win over people's hearts.
而最后的结果，最后的下场就是亚撒龙他这个政变是失败的，而且他自己的是在很羞辱、很凄惨的方式死掉的。
And we see that Absalom's plan to overthrow David failed, and he died in very tragic circumstances.
虽然如果我们只是用人的眼光来分析他当时有的条件的话，其实亚撒龙站的条件是非常非常好的。
If we use the eyesight of man to see, actually, Absalom was born with many good gifts.
当时很多的以色列人其实心都已经归向他了。
And actually, many Israelites at the time had already turned their hearts to him.
而他旁边又有一个非常非常聪明的一个谋士在帮他出主意。
He also had a very smart counselor by his side.
如果他照着这个人的做法的话，看起来他应该是胜面很大的一个人。
And if he had followed what this counselor says, then he should be very powerful.
但我们来看一下这个结果。
In verse 14,
亚沙龙和以色列众人说，亚基人户筛的计谋比亚西多福的计谋更好。其实这个是因为神定义破坏亚西多福的良谋，为要降祸给亚沙龙。所以在这里我们可以看得出来，圣经上面记载说亚西多福的这个计谋其实是、好的，而且是就是 会打赢的。
So here we see that this advice is good and they won.
但唯一的原因亚沙龙在这里失败，就是因为神不要让他成功。
The only reason why he failed here is because God did not want him to succeed.
所以不管在人的眼光来看，以历史学家来研究，会觉得亚沙龙拥有所有的条件，他应该要赢的这一场战争。
So when historians look back, they will see that Absalom should have won this.
而唯一他没办法赢的原因，就是因为神的旨意存在。
I mean, the reason that he did not win is because of the will of God.
他的父亲是一个追求神的旨意、符合神旨意的人。
His father was one who sought after God's will and followed it.
我们来看一下大卫在他的诗里面谈到他在经历这些事的时候，他的想法是什么。
Let us look at a psalm that David wrote when he was experiencing this.
我们来看一下诗篇的第三章。
Psalm 3.
诗篇的第三章这里提到，最一开始这里就提到了说，这是大卫在逃避他儿子亚沙龙的时候所做的诗。
At the beginning it says, a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom his son.
而他在第一节这里就讲到说他的敌人非常的多，所以他也知道说跟随亚沙龙的以色列人是非常众多的。
It says that he had many enemies, so...there are many people after David.
然后在第二节，他这里也讲到说，有人会议论我说我得不到神的帮助了。
In verse 2, it says that there will be many who say there is no help for him in God.
所以他知道他没有带着约柜逃出去，其实会有些人会认为说神已经 不在他旁边，不再帮助他了。
David knew that when he fled without the ark, there would be people who assume that God was no longer with him.
但是我们接下来看哦，在这里就可以看得出来，大卫王他还是对神有非常强的信心，他知道神永远会帮助他。
But we see that he still had faith in God and strongly believed that God would continue to help him.
所以周围的仇敌也许看起来对他非常的不利，但是他知道他只要依靠神和神的旨意，该怎么发生就怎么发生。
So even though the enemies looked very strong, he knew that God's will would be done.
大卫也知道说他之所以会遇到这么不好的事情，他的儿子来叛变，其实跟他自己犯的错有关。
David also knew that his son orchestrating a coup also had to do with his own sin.
因为他知道当他犯错的时候，神其实就跟他讲说刀剑不会离开他的家。
Because when he had sinned, God had told him that his punishment would lie in his family.
对，所以在诗篇的第三十九章，我们来念一下诗篇三十九章的第九节，这也是大卫所作的诗。
Psalm 39, verse 9 is also a psalm of David.
三十九章的第九节，这里讲到说，因我所遭遇的是出于你，我就默然不语。
Verse 9, I was mute, I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it.
所以在大卫的身上，我们看到说，他不强求说，神一定要站在他这边，一定要照着他所要发生的来帮助他发生。
So in David's life, we see that he did not ask God to do what he wanted.
他只是很顺服的，就是神的旨意是什么样子，他就接受。
He was obedient and he accepted whatever God's will was.
而他也知道说他身旁有敌人。
He also knew that he had enemies.
我们来看一下诗篇三篇，这也是大卫的诗，在这里他讲了一个我们很熟悉的一段话。
Let us look at Psalm 23.
诗篇的第二十三篇的第五节。
Psalm 23 verse 5.
在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。
Verse 5, you prepare You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
在这里他讲到的是我的敌人面前。
Says here the presence of my enemies.
所以他并没有说我 不要遇到敌人或者是让我的敌人消失。
He does not say, let me not have enemies, let my enemies disappear.
但他的要求就是在我的敌人面前我还可以、安然的面对或者说我还可以、平静的 来面对这些事情。
He prays that even in the face of his enemies, he can face them with peace in his heart.
所以在旧约和新约里面我们都看到大卫是在圣经里面被称为、合神心意的人。
So both in the Old and New Testament, David is recorded as one who is after God's heart.
而他的儿子亚沙龙相反的就是一个从头到尾、是一个合人的心意然后也是一个追求人的心意的人。
However, his son Absalom is one after man's heart.
所以愿我们从他们两个人的比较中我们可以来学习到说、第一是我们如果先天的条件有一些、非常好的好处就像神给我们的恩赐我们要用在对的地方。
So when we compare the two, we can learn that the first thing is that we need to use our gifts for good.
第二个就是我们要来追求像大卫一样是一个、合神心意的人。
We also need to learn to be like David, to be someone who is after God's heart.
不管是在、敬神爱人的方面我们都能来追求神的旨意。
Whether it is in fearing God or loving people.
我们现在来唱赞美诗162首。
Let us sing hymn 162.